Hello and welcome, everybody. It's Katie, and it's Why Should Your Team Win? And my guest, Jess. Oh, Jess, I'm so sorry. I don't think your team's gonna win. But anyway, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me. We're definitely not going to win. Spoiler alert, the Wild are out of it.
No, I saw a post today where this fan, he was like, the Wild can make it if we go 11 and 0. And if Vegas goes 8-0-2, like all this like ridiculous scenarios, I was like, I don't think they're gonna go on a tear. But who
Don't
knows?
think so. Yeah, I don't think so. I know that if all the planets align, and we do have an eclipse coming up, so I guess, who knows? Stranger things have happened, but I don't see the Wild going 11 and 0. That hasn't happened all season. Yeah,
I think
I don't think it's our, I don't think it's our year, guys.
if they made it to the playoffs, I'll eat my glasses.
Same. I'll eat something.
No, the Wilds, they had a kind of a bummer in the playoffs last year. They exited first round. Nothing new in Minnesota sports. Over the summer, you guys lost a couple players. Matt Dumba, what's it like seeing him in an Arizona jersey?
I loved Matt Dumba. And a lot of people are talking about that was a big financial decision, to kind of give us more cap space, and that they felt like he kind of had to go. I think that over the past couple of years, I felt like his skill kind of had been declining a bit. Of course, he had an injury at some point last year. But I was still sad to see him go. I mean, I thought that he was a good presence on the ice. I thought he was a great defender.
I think
So,
anytime a player does double digits with one team, it's always sad to see him. Yeah, 10 years.
really long time he'd been there.
And Arizona hasn't been the worst this season, so I mean,
Surprisingly,
yeah. Let's see, I have a bunch of players to talk about. But so I was able to go to a Wild game back in October.
That's right. How was
Yeah.
it?
They lost to the Kings like 7-2.
Oh,
But
ouch.
I did get to see Fleury play, so I was excited
That's
for
cool.
that. When they announced Kevin Fiala, you could hear like the woo
Oh,
stuff.
yeah.
But the one player that impressed me the most was a rookie, Brock Faber.
Rock
You could
Faber.
like watching him
Oh.
on the ice, I was like, he's a rookie.
He's
I was so shocked. He
incredible.
has so much poise. I don't know. What do you got to say about the guy?
I got to see him play in college, which was kind of fun, 'cause so he was a Gopher. And so I got to watch him play in college. I just got maybe two games, I think, that I got to watch him play in live, and I thought, man, that kid's amazing. And my husband told me, yeah, he's coming to play for the Wild. And I was like, fantastic. But you never know how the transition from college to pro is gonna go for these guys. But he looks like a veteran, I think. His skating ability is incredible. I mean, he's a very much like a offense defense kind of guy. He can do both extremely well, I think. I know he's up for Calder potential, which would be amazing if he got
I
that.
think for overall, or I mean, Bedard was out for a few weeks for a broken jaw. So I think that's why Brock got some attention again. But people are saying, well, Bedard has the points and he's kind of living up to the hype. Everyone's like, he's going to score 100, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, Brock Faber is doing more for the team. I don't know. So I think if you look at it at that way, who's the better rookie? Well, it's going to be Brock Faber,
Oh,
right?
I think so, but I wouldn't be shocked if, Bedard gets it just based on
I think
all of
he's a
his
favorite
incredible
for sure.
ability. Yeah, of
I
course.
think whoever does the voting is just going to pick him regardless.
Yeah.
Let's
It's
see.
rigged.
It's
No,
rigged.
it's not. I know. No, Bedard's incredible. I mean, there's no denying that. I think Faber is so fun to watch. I mean, he really does. He skates like a veteran, and he does carry himself with such confidence and poise on the ice, and He's absolutely always looking, it looks like, for opportunities to assist and, and score when he can. I mean, he's had a great first year.
Yeah, I think, and he also has, like golden retriever energy a little bit, where like he just seems happy-go-lucky. I've seen a couple, Minnesota has that show like Into the Wild or something. I don't know. Like I've caught a couple episodes where it's him and he's teaching his little sister how to play hockey. She has disabilities and he's just like the best big brother. It's adorable.
Oh,
But we're rooting for you, Brock, for Calder.
yeah, absolutely.
Let's see who else. Fleury hit 1,000 games.
Yes. Oh, that was so cool. That was so cool to see.
Yeah, that was a cute ceremony. A lot of players hit 1,000 games this season, but and I've noticed each like do they come up with their own idea for the ceremony? Like he had special jerseys that were made.
He had special jerseys made that were really, really neat. I don't know if you got to kind of take a look at those, but I don't know how they come up with what they're gonna do in the ceremony, I guess, but I thought that was pretty special, having his kids and former teammates and kind of all the hype that was there for him. I mean, well deserved. He is also a golden retriever, as far as a person, but also just such an incredible goaltender. I think last time I talked to you, I was kind of like, ugh, we got to get rid of this guy. I want somebody to, take his
To,
place.
yeah, someone a bit
But
more
he,
consistent. I don't know.
Well, yeah. And then, I mean, he's 30, got to be 37, I would imagine. So he's getting older,
He's
36,
our age,
37, I
yeah.
think. So, it's a kind of question like, well, is he going to retire? So, last year I was kind of like, ah, get rid of him. But he is just, I think, such a great locker room presence. And, he has so much to probably teach Gus too. And yeah, he's a great player.
I think, and it shows kind of some loyalty to the team because the trade deadline was a few weeks ago and there was rumors he would go to like the Avalanche. Like we're needing a good backup goalie. And I was like, oh, how bizarre, but I'd love to see him in an Avs jersey.
Sure.
Which goes into my next question. What's it like seeing Zach Parise in an Avs jersey?
You can have him.
Yeah. Well,
You can take him.
the Minnesota Wild are paying 7.3 million left of
You
his
sure
contract for the
are.
Avs. So he's kind of still playing with you guys. No, he is
Him and
having a
Suter.
good. He didn't play all year, and then we picked him up in February, and he's been, I don't know, 20 games, 8 points. So he's doing those third, fourth lines, and I think some power play.
And I think crazy as I understand it, because I wasn't a fan when he was here.
Yeah,
But as I
nobody was,
understand
but the end
it,
it got ugly. It was like a bad breakup.
it sounds like he was a pretty good and consistent player for the team. And then, yeah, there was some bad feelings around him and Suter, potentially some, locker room type stuff going on that wasn't great with Parisi, but I don't think anyone in Minnesota has quite the hatred for him that they do for Suter.
Yeah, well, also I grew up University of North Dakota Fighting Hawks fan, and Zach Parise, that's where he played college. So I was, cheering for him when I was younger, and like seeing him in an Avs jersey, I'm like, this is weird. Like I'm cheering for him again, in a way. I mean, he'll be
Full
40.
circle.
Yeah, he'll be 40 in June, so this is his last ditch effort to raise the cup. So.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, I hope it happens for him. I don't know too much about all that stuff because I, again, I wasn't a fan then, but yeah, I hope
Well,
it happens for you guys.
another oldie you guys picked up, Zach Bogosian.
He's
How's he
fun to
adjusted to the
watch.
game? He's been in the
I
league
think,
forever as well.
yeah, right, yeah. I've only actually made it to two games this year. Last year we went to a ton, and so it's been kind of a bummer to miss out on so many. But the last one I just went to a couple weeks ago here in March, Bogosian was playing, and I was like, great. I was like, Is that Bogosian? Because I apparently missed completely when we picked him up, and my husband said,
Yeah.
"Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, that's so cool!" It seemed like he was really adjusting well. Yeah, he's a great defenseman. It's fun to have a big guy out on the ice
Yeah, he's pretty
again.
big.
Yeah, yeah, you know, because when we left, Green, who did we lose last year? Oh. Our big guy, Green. Oh, what's his, I don't remember his name. Big Rig. What the heck was his name? I have to think about it. But we lost him. He was kind of our big guy. And it's kind of nice to have a big presence out on the ice again. I feel like Bogosian definitely provides that. I thought he was great. It's cool to see him playing for the Wild.
It's another player that the Colorado Avalanche yoinked from you guys, Duhame, who has just fitting like a glove on our team.
Is
What's
he?
that loss
Okay,
like for
good.
you guys?
My favorite thing about Duhame was his fighting.
Yeah.
I thought he was a fourth line kind of guy. You know, they got rid of a couple of guys. Duhame, Dewar, and Maroon, I think all went at the same time
Yeah.
prior to the trade deadline. But I liked Duhame. I mean, he wasn't afraid to throw hands, and I thought it was fun to watch him. I thought he was also a great player, but I'm glad he's fitting in well for you guys. I don't know. I'm gonna miss
Yeah.
him personally. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the chatter from Wild fans. It was like, oh, damn it, they did it again, you know, they stole one of our like favorite players.
Yeah.
But what was Sturm like? Was Sturm another favorite? He was from 2 years ago.
Yeah. I guess I don't, I, not for me personally,
Yeah.
I guess. I know a lot of people really like Sturm, but I, for me personally, no. So yeah, I don't know. I was much more sad about losing
Yeah.
Duhame, but you know,
Well, let's
might as
talk
well cheer
about.
for the Avs at this point.
Yeah. So let's talk about Kaprizov. He's the lot I took these notes a couple days ago, but 65 games, 81 points as of today, actually. Was he injured this? Why did he miss games?
He did have an injury.
Okay.
And he had an injury at the very end
End of
of
last
last
season.
season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he was back for the playoffs a bit, but it was really not himself. And really at the beginning of this season also felt like he was not fully himself again, but at least for like the first kind of, I don't know, it felt like maybe the first 10 games or so, because everyone was expecting him to like kind of start putting up some big numbers, and because he was theoretically healed again, but he really didn't kind of turn it back on until it felt like kind of mid, I don't know, November maybe. So, I mean, but since then, it feels like watching the old Kaprizov again. You know,
Yeah.
he's missing his partner now, his older partner in the line. You know, they had him partnered with Zucky, and now he's with Boldy. So they're probably working through that a bit. But he's so fun to watch. You know.
Yeah, because I saw his games played, and I'm like, oh, was he injured? And I looked at his points. I was like, oh, he's still getting like a point per game anyway. You know, so for all those games that he missed, I mean, he's still the leader in points on your team. And then what else? You know, I don't have a lot of notes because you guys aren't making the playoffs. And it's like, what's the mood in Minneapolis?
I would say so. You know, we got a new coach. So back in, was it November? I think they fired Evason.
Yes,
Yeah,
that's right.
because they were just simply weren't performing. And we have John Hines now, and he made some kind of changes basically immediately. And then they kind of went on like a, I think, 6-7 game winning streak right away, which, you know, everyone says, oh, that always happens. You
Yeah.
know, get a new coach, switch some things around, infuse some new energy. And I do think he's been a good, I think it's been a good thing for the Wild, but it feels like we've been so inconsistent this year. We'll go and we'll be playing really well, everything's gelling well, and then maybe there'll be an injury or we'll lose a game, and then it just all kind of slides back again. I'd say the feeling around Minneapolis is kind of like everyone's definitely accepted that we're out of it this year. I feel like people are kind of like, oh, baseball, it's baseball, home openers
Yeah.
next week. Here we go. It just feels like there's not a lot of energy around the NHL, at least in Minneapolis and
Yeah.
St. Paul right now.
And
So, yeah, which is unfortunate, but hopefully in the off season, we can work on some things, bring some of our guys maybe up from Iowa, play, get them some more minutes playing, and
yeah.
yeah, come out strong next year, I hope. Yeah.
Yeah, well, speaking of Iowa, I think the last time we talked, you guys had Marco Rossi, and there
Yeah.
was the chatter was, why isn't he playing right now for the Wild? But they still wanted him to develop in the Iowa League.
Yeah.
Did he play a lot this season with you guys? Was he
Yeah.
up? He is he full
Yeah,
timer
he
with you
was.
now? Okay.
Yeah, I want to
Wasn't
say
there some
he's.
drama with him? Or am I making this up? Where people are like, ship him out, like he's a bargaining chip, or I don't know.
Oh, I think there was at the end of last year. I think that you're right, although I don't truthfully know exactly what it all was. I tend not to pay a lot of attention to like the maybes, the like,
Yeah.
ooh, if this then that, type of thing. But yeah, he has been playing, and from what I know, I don't honestly follow him too much, but from what I know, he's been consistent and he's been doing well. I don't remember which line he's. I don't know if he's like third somewhere in there, but and who he's paired with, but. Yeah, I know he's been playing. He was playing the two games that I've been to, did really well.
That's good.
So he's back and Mason Shaw's back. Shaw, who had he injured his ACL for the fourth
Oh
time.
no. Oh
But
no.
he came back and he's been doing really well this year. Yeah. So it's good. It's been good to have him back too.
And what about Gus Bus? How's
Yeah,
he?
yeah.
I
It's kind
voted for him for the
of weird.
All-Star.
Awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. He's, such a likable guy, and he was doing so well last season, and it's continued. I think that there's just maybe more development that needs to happen with him than everybody initially thought, because he came out just like boom, he was awesome, and was winning, he was doing so well, and then had a bit of a slump this season. I think Fleury's played more than people were anticipating that he would, but I think Gus is going to be a fantastic, starting goalie for the Wild, but maybe just as young and maybe just needs, some more development and time. Also, sometimes the defense isn't doing him any favors. I
Yeah.
mean, there's been some big misses on that end of things too. But yeah, I think everyone still loved him. I mean, when people tend to not go on total tears here, sometimes people would write him off right away. But in his case, I think people are still really behind him and want him to succeed, want to see him succeed.
Yeah, it sucks when you know your team isn't going to make the playoffs, and the Central Division was really good this year. I mean, Winnipeg,
Yeah.
Dallas, and Colorado have just been like leapfrogging each other the entire season.
Yeah.
Dallas just
Yeah.
clinched a spot. I'm sure
Ugh,
Winnipeg and
hate
Colorado aren't
that.
that far,
Hate that.
right?
I hate
It's yeah, I
that.
think it's Joe Pavelski's
Anyone
last
else?
shot. And then I think Nashville is going to be the wild card for
Yeah.
us, and like Vegas, the other wild card. I don't want Vegas, or I don't want Nashville. I'm still bitter a few years ago when they were good and they beat us in the
Yes.
playoffs. I don't forget, even though
Yeah,
I
that's
should,
right.
but
Never, never forget.
never forget.
Never
We did
forgive.
get one of we got a player from Nashville that was also one of their favorite players, Trenin. He's
Oh,
another
yeah.
stud.
I've heard that name. Sure.
No, it's just good luck next year.
Hey, thanks. I mean, good luck to Colorado. Anyone that can take out, please don't let Dallas into the cup.
Well, so
Do whatever you can.
who would you like to see in the finals?
Oh man, you know what? I'd love to see Colorado because I kind of feel like they're my default, you know, when it's like, well, if it's not going to be Minnesota, you know, it's got to be somebody where you can maintain an ice rink outside for 15
Yeah.
minutes. I can't allow anyone that lives below the Mason-Dixon to win a
Yeah.
championship
So
again. It simply cannot
no
happen.
repeat for
But
Vegas.
no, absolutely not. No, Vegas has no business having a hockey team. Move it up to Canada. That's what I say. So yeah, anybody that can maintain an outdoor rink, I'm happy with them. And as you know, I am a massive Gritty. This is probably hard to see. I'm a massive
Oh
Gritty
my God, I
fan. Best
love
thing in the
Gritty.
world.
That
Yeah,
is so awesome.
thank our mutual buddy Kai for this. I'm a huge Gritty fan, so if Philadelphia makes it in, I will absolutely be cheering for them too, I guess. But I'd
Yeah,
love to see Colorado in there.
that'd be sweet for Philly to make it. That's they've had a long playoff drought. I think if they make the playoffs, they'll get bounced after the first
I'm
round.
sure. I'm sure they will, but
I really want Detroit to make it because they've also had a playoff
ooh,
drought.
yeah. They're right on that line, aren't they?
Well, though they're out of it, I think, because
Or are they
Washington
out?
suddenly was like, we're still a
Oh,
hockey team.
okay. Oh,
So
shoot.
it's really neck and neck.
Washington.
Every
Okay.
game, every point really matters for them in that
Yeah.
division. But I would think I would like to see like Colorado and New York.
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. That'd be cool. The Rangers have clinched. Yeah.
I think so. I think they were the first
Yeah.
team.
Okay. I
They've
thought so.
been
Yeah. I
doing
thought so.
good all season. I think they've
Yeah.
been top five all season. Same with Vancouver, which was a surprise.
Yeah. Vancouver's been good. Florida's been good. Panthers have been good. I saw the Hurricanes are also doing well again.
Yeah, I think it's time for the Hurricanes to get past the second round, though, too. I mean, the
That's
last
true.
4 or 5 years, it breaks your heart when you get to the second round and you lose
That was,
every
yeah,
match.
that's right. They got swept last year, didn't they?
Yeah, I think
Entirely.
by
Yeah.
Florida.
Florida.
Yeah.
Yep. Well,
Friggin'
yeah.
Florida.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, but I'll be cheering for Colorado for you. Go
Yes,
Avs.
you're just saying
Yeah.
that. You're just saying
No,
that,
I'm not. I really
right?
am not. When we're out of it, you know, I
Yeah.
can't be cheering for Dallas. Ugh,
Well,
no,
no. What about
definitely not.
Winnipeg?
Oh, Winnipeg. Yeah, that's true. We'll go American this time.
Yeah, okay. I got it.
Against my better judgment, but
Well, Jess,
yeah.
that's all I got, honestly.
All
You
right.
guys, like I
Oh.
said, you guys play Vegas tonight, and I hope you win
Yep.
11 in a row.
Yeah. Hey, if we win 11 in a row and they lose and they go 8-0-2, whatever that guy's mathematical formula was, maybe we can get in the first round and, you know, lose. But I'm not gonna hold my breath on that one. But yeah, here's hoping next year we come back
All right.
strong and figure
Cheers.
some stuff
Here's to
out.
next year.
Cheers. Here's to next year. Cheers.
All right. Thanks, Jess.
Yes, thank you. Good to see you.